Well, the Jewish community living in the UK has criticized Britain's, quote, complicity in Israeli war crimes, especially the massacre and destruction of homes and livelihoods in Gaza last summer. Manchester Jews for Justice for Palestinians has, in an open letter published on the community's blog, called for an end to the arms trade between the UK and Israel. The group also called on all companies and individuals involved to divest from firms that support the arms trade with Israel. In November last year, it was revealed that Britain had approved £7 million worth of arms sales to Israel in the 6 months prior to the offensive on Gaza. Musician, author, and political commentator Gilad Atzmon joins us now from the British capital, London. Sir, it's great to have you with us here on Press TV once again. Numerous rights bodies and rights groups have criticized the UK's arms trade with Israel. Now, a Jewish community in the UK is also pitching in on the calls of condemnation. Give us your thoughts.
Yeah, it's about time that Jews say something. We learn from Jewish news here and from British news that the vast majority of Jews in this country do support Israel, actually support Netanyahu, actually don't support Miliband, they support Cameron, and now we understand why, because the conservative government was indeed very supportive of Israel and actually complicit in Israeli crimes. What I find out slightly strange is that this Jewish body, Jews for Justice in Palestine, tried to avoid the core of the problem. And the core of the problem is the fact that British foreign affairs are dominated by the Jewish lobby. We have a very powerful lobby here. It's called the Conservative Friends of Israel. 80% of the British conservatives MPs are members of this club. And this is the problem. We have to target the core issue, and this is the power of the Jewish lobby, and it is here, it is in America, it is in France, and it is very dangerous for world peace, and it is also very dangerous for British Jews.
Mr. Atzmon, you speak of the power and influence of the Zionist and Jewish lobbies in the United States and France and Britain. My question is, how can the status quo change? And by changing the situation, I mean, first of all, the Israelis violating and defying international law on a daily basis. And coupled with that, those very countries, the supporters and allies of Israel, continue to support these actions, or at least turn a blind eye to what's taking place.
I'm not an activist. I'm, as you mentioned yourself, I'm a commentator. I believe that the ability to call a spade is the remedy of the situation. The ability to talk about the Jewish lobby and its impact on British politics would eventually resolve the situation, because at the moment, even those who oppose this lobby, like this Jewish group, and support Palestine, and I obviously respect what they're called, even they try to avoid talking about this issue. So as long as we try to spin around things, we are not going to get any farther, and the situation will get more volatile and eventually very, very dangerous.
Thank you very much. Political commentator Gilad Atzmon speaking to us from the British capital, London.